something, or do you know?
Sir, I don't have a clue. They're your units.
Okay, okay, that's fine. I'll figure it out.
It's per the plat.
I thought they were all three the same size, but...
I think one individual earlier said that his unit was a maybe an end unit, so maybe yours is an end unit as well. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I'll research that. But that's fine. So those figures will, my taxes that I pay this November or whenever it is will be based on these revised numbers?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Thank you for your time. I appreciate your efforts, and thank you for calling me.
Thank you.
Have a good day, Mr. Hutchins.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
We do the same valuation per square foot. It's well over $200,000 of value, so it's a 1,271 square foot building or unit.
Have we got one of those?
I don't remember.
I don't think we've got one exactly that size.
I don't remember that one.
This is 173,000.
So
what square footage have we got?
1,271. What is the, what's the...
That's the same as what we had earlier, the gentleman requesting the 158 that we denied.
What was he currently, do you remember?
And the current evaluation is 173.
What was the one on the one we denied, do you know?
It was right about that same amount. I can look it up.
Look at him, that's Randy, I think.
Is that the presidential, the one that he... said was presidential?
I don't remember what they said.
The old board.
Well, we denied one. It was 1381 square foot.
Rabaza.
Yeah. He bought it for 449. He requested 158.
I mean, they say it says 1381, but you could have a slight variation. This says 1381 on the one we denied for 158.
Okay.
And that's saying 12.
71.
So it stays the same, or you got a deduction per foot? He wants 135,000, but with would deny that request, for sure.
You got to do the math backwards. It doesn't always happen.
But I'm showing 1381 was his square foot.
Right.
And this one's 1271 square foot.
But
we're looking at now
number 69. Could that be a margin of error? The county record.
There
could be one.
What was the purchase price on the one that we're looking at now?
I think we lower this one from 173 to 162,000.
You mean from 173 to 162?
Yeah. Make that into a motion. I don't think we've looked at one exactly this size. And but our price is close up, so.
$162. Where the purchase price was.
I'm making a motion for $162.
No, I think it's $162.
What was the purchase price?
$162.
Okay, yeah.
We have denied all the other bigger ones.
Yeah, but there's were just in the 170s or 160s, weren't they? That one old boy wanted 158. But we denied that.
Yeah.
I'm going to withdraw my motion then if we didn't. Get a second on it. You guys come up with one.
Are you thinking denied, Jeff? Are you thinking?
I'm just thinking that you, I mean, this is lower than the other evaluation, and it's 100 square feet. According, you know, if our records are right, it's 100 square feet less. This is 173. The other one was 180.
182, I think.
182. So it's looking like it's
should be right on.
If we deny the other one, this looks about right.
Move to deny. Or you want to call him first?
I'll get him on the phone. Hello, is this Mr. Eads?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization here in Taney County, and we're looking at your property at the Penthouse Condominium, Unit 1206.
Yes.
And it's currently appraised at
$173,200. Uh-huh. Okay. The reason that I sent that in was, about three or four years ago, I retired and I had bought three properties down there. I had unit 1206, which is on the 10th floor, and it's a regular two-bedroom. And I paid in March of 1913, at March of 2013, I gave $80,000 for that one. And last year I decided, about the first year, I decided to sell either that 1202 or the 1006. I didn't have a single offer on 1202, the big penthouse suite, and I just went ahead and took the offer of $55,000, which we closed in November on the 1006, and that just indicated to me, I mean, showed how much the properties have fallen, and I didn't have a single offer on the 1202, and that's exactly why I sent the papers in and, you know, asked for an abatement on the lower amount of the taxes.
We're looking at unit 1206, I believe.
Yes, sir. The construction company calls that 1206. The room number, the number on the door is 1202. It's one of the end corner 1100 square foot suites. It's the biggest one up there. It's 1206 is the construction number. But the number on the door is 1202.
1,100 square foot?
Uh-huh, 1,137 square feet. It's the big, there's one on, I think the way I understand it, there's one on each corner. There's four of them.
And what did you buy it for? Did you buy it in, you said, March of 13?
Well, no, that was the other one. That was the unit on the 10th floor, unit 1006. I paid $80,000 for that one, and I sold it for $55,000. And I had 1202, well, 1206. I had 1206 listed also, and I never received a single offer on it.
Yeah. Did you buy it in 2012?
I think 1206, I think I did.
Okay, for $74,900?
No, I gave...
162?
Yeah, 160 on it. I think 162, yeah.
And what are you wanting it lowered to?
Well, I tried to sell it. I had it, actually had it offered. I would have taken $195,000 for it, and which is more than I gave for it. But I would have. I never got an offer. And I don't know what it would be worth today. But it's not anything near where I gave for it.
You're asking $135,000?
$135,000 probably. You know, I think that's probably what it's worth today. I won't take that forward, but I mean, I think the values have fallen that much.
And you said the unit you paid $80,000 for
It sold for 55.
Okay, it was a smaller unit, though.
It was, yeah, it was just a kind of a normal one-bedroom.
Yeah, that's one of the comps that I've seen
on
there that we talked about before.
Yeah.
But this one's a little bit bigger than that.
Somewhere the square footage, you got 1271 or...
Yeah, that's what I'm
He's
doing.
Saying
1137.
11, I think it shows 1137 square feet.
What do you got, Brent?
Let me try this again, because I think I'm just right on the money for what you give for it. I'm going to make a motion. We set it at 162. Make it right on the money.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to set it at 162,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
What was it appraised for before?
173,200.
Okay, yeah. Well, I appreciate you giving me the chance to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, huh?
Right, bye.
Bye. Well, here's one having like 858 or.
He said he bought it at the foreclosure. Is that what he said?
That was on the other one.
That was on the other one.
Well, this is a...
I know the other one he just talked about.
This must be a...
He bought that other one for $80,000 at a foreclosure and sold it for $55,000. That's what he said, anyway.
We need to know what the square footage on this next one is.
Looks like 435 or 438 or whatever that... Probably.
Mine chose 434.
434.
So that's one of the 64,000s.
68, isn't it?
68, I think, is what you've been doing.
68,764.
Did they say anything about it?
He bought it
for $199,900 in 2008.
Wow.
Conventional real estate. Reassessed property tax. He says opinion of market value of $64,000. Stock in California. It's a hotel condo here.
We've already set it.
You didn't make a mass motion on that one, did you? This one's 68,764 instead of the 64,000.
What square foot?
434.
A motion to set all the 434s that are in front of the BOE at 68,764.
And the ones from the Hilton?
Yes, on the square footage of 434.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set it at 68,764 on all 434 square footage for the penthouse condominiums. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Part of that was the ones, just the ones that came before BOE.
Yeah, it was. I stated that, I think, didn't
you
I?
You did. I just
to
make sure.
Can we call him?
Randy, you were the second on that.
Yes, ma'am.
They do have teleconference in here.
Who am I talking to? Do you know?
Ali.
Ali. Trust.
Hello?
Hello, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm with the Board of Equalization and here in Taney County. And I'm calling on behalf of a property on a penthouse condominium, unit 1140 in the city of Branson.
Sure.
Is this the Ali Living Trust?
Yes, it is. My name's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.